This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Monday. 2 weeks have gone by, guys, and nothing's changed. I'm talking about our Atlanta Braves. 2 weeks. How long, Mike?
Two weeks. How long did this thing get done? Two weeks.
Nothing's changed. 2 weeks ago, we were in the exact same spot, third in the division. 8th in the wild card, 13 games later, we're still in the same spot. So what does it tell us? And I asked Mike this on Friday. As the Braves are off today, they'll invite the Angels in starting tomorrow for a new series. They lose the series to the Phillies over the weekend. And I said to you Friday, are you ready to fire sell it?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fire sell it?
Yes, I'm officially ready to fire sell it. Fire sell it.
Fire sell it. Yes.
Because as one of our listeners pointed out on social media, you know, he's follow us at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. And a guy said, we got to go like at a crazy clip to even get to 88 wins. I mean, remember, guys, everybody is using the 2021 season. Carl, that's the big, no, we were down. Yeah, we were never more than four games under 500. You can look it up. We were never more than four games under 500, and we were only one game under at the All-Star break. We're seven right now. You're 9.5 out in the wild card. 10.5. Guys, they'd have to go 50-29 the rest of the way to win 88 games.
It's not happening.
You got to play 20. Do the math. Look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
You got to play 21 games over 500 ball just to get to 88.
Well, here's the kicker. They haven't done that all season.
No.
So what makes you think that they're going to be able to do that now? To Mike's point, this was less of a task to overcome in 21. And by the way, I know Profar is going to make his return on Wednesday. Great. I know they're going to throw him out left field because left field's been a black hole. Great.
Right.
And I know that Profar had an unbelievable season in his last year with the Padres. Great. He hit 280, 24 home runs. Here's the thing, though, guys, and this is what I'm questioning, Mike, about Profar, because people are like, well, Profar, when he comes back. Here's what I'm questioning. Do we get that Profar? Do we get a guy who had a spike in his numbers at age 31 in his 11th season? Or do we get another Profar that maybe is not as productive? I don't know what to expect. And look, for all the things that everybody's saying about him, you know, sparking this lineup, well, Ronald Acuna came back, and let me tell you something. Profar is not Ronald Acuna. Acuña's done everything he possibly can to spark this lineup. Again, I get it. It strengthens and deepens the lineup. But, Mike, I'm not sitting here and telling you that Profar is going to hit 280 and hit 24 home runs. By the way, he won't because half the season's gone. But, you know, 80 games or whatever. But that's what we're talking about. That's why they signed him.
Right. Now, the question is, what is Jurickson Profar going to be for us without the benefit of human chorionic gonadotropin?
Gonads? What?
Human
what?
Chorionic gonadotropin.
Mm.
H, little H, big C, big G. This is what he tested positive for. It's a hormone that helps in the production of testosterone.
Okay.
So, thus the use of the word gonad. Part of it. So is he going to have the Nats to help us down this stretch? We'll find out. Look, a couple of things. Sean Murphy had a grand slam the other day, had a big home run last night. I thought that even though you didn't have the home runs.
It's about time, Sean Murphy.
Give me some clutch, man. I mean,
time.
So Sean Murphy, I'll get off your back for a minute. But and they're not, by the way, I want to trade him because I think that's one of the few things you can get something for. Mm. They're not going to trade him because you just don't know what you got with Drake Baldwin. And you can't trade Murph until you're absolutely sure that Drake Baldwin can give you the production. He's kind of cooled off. Riley's still kind of like, just kind of in a murky, I don't know what you even call what he's in right now, this funk. And everybody else is batting 205. They gave Michael Harris 2 days off. What do you think of that?
Deserved in the right way. The only thing you can do, because they're not going to put him down in AAA. Who's playing center field? You think left field has been a black hole. Who's playing center field? You throwing Eli White out there, which they did.
Right.
I mean, like, seriously, Mike, this is what they needed to do. So I had no issues with it. The problem is you're playing your division rivals, and they are in first place, and you're sitting your everyday center fielder. That's how bad it is.
Right.
That should tell you how bad it is. You're sitting a guy who hadn't missed a game all season because he's in such a slump that you were forced. Snicker had no choice but to go, take a break, kid. And they did. But I had no issues with it. I thought it was deserved. Hopefully he comes back, Mike, takes a couple of days off. Guys, I know it sounds silly to many of you, but it's just like when you look ahead to the weekend. You come back recharged on a Monday, Tuesday. Maybe you're productive, and maybe that's what we're hoping for Michael Money Harris. But I just want to put that out there before he makes his return. Tuesday starts the series with the Angels. Wednesday, Profar returns. I do not know what guy we're getting. I don't know if he's going to hit 839 OPS. 100 points higher than his career OPS. That's what he did with the Padres.
Right.
If we get that, great. But I think we're hoping for a lot, Mike, when you talk about what he's going to do for this lineup and how he's going to, you know, all of a sudden this is going to be a springboard to us getting going.
Right. You know, we're basically talking about a baseball traveling about 5 feet shorter than it has. For whatever reason, all the nerds have looked at it, whether the stitches are higher. For some reason, the ball doesn't travel. So the ball's not traveling as much this year. He doesn't have human chorionic gonadotropin. Like somebody who's in the medical field, I got to call Dr. Jeff, see if he knows how to pronounce this, but it's G-O-N-A-D-O. So gonadotropin. Gonadotropin. Anyway, good day for bad law. Gonadotropin is coming to town. So we'll see what this guy can do. Hopefully get a bounce. But it's just, I think some Braves fans are starting to come to the realization that this team just isn't good.
No.
And that, like, you know, literally, guys, do the math. Okay. Murph did his job. That's the first time in a while. But you got, obviously, Acuña. And certainly we know that Maddox's doing a great job. But 2/7, that's 2/7 of your lineup. You know, seven ninths, Carl, of your lineup are batting like bleh right now.
Yeah, and Murph goes deep yesterday, but Suarez held everybody else down. Like, that, we didn't get anything
else. He had a number.
That's the other part of this problem, guys. I mean, you know, 8Ks, 7 innings pitched, you give up one run. Ranger Suarez looked like a Cy Young Award winner out there against us.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to get your thoughts. What's changed? Where are the runs? Where's the hitting? Where's the consistency? God, I feel like we had this conversation 2 weeks ago. Wait, we did. 404-726-0929. That is the number for you to hit us up. Braves get a day off. Hopefully, again, this does us well. But right now, I have zero confidence that this team is going to make a run or make a move. And when I say move, I'm not talking about Alex, including, you know, trying to make a move to improve the team. I'm saying make a move in this division. 2 weeks go by. This is the most critical stretch of the season up until this point where you're playing division rivals, Mike. You can get full games. You screwed around with the Marlins. Mm-hmm. You screwed around now with the Phillies. It's just like, okay, that's why I think we're just, you know, running in place. We're 7-6 after 13 NL East games.
Yeah, and the good news, I mean, if you're looking for some silver linings here, we talked about hopefully, Murph, this is the start of his power surge. Little plucky Nick Allen has raised his average 6 points. He went, 4 for his last 8.
Okay.
With a couple of walks as well, so maybe he's getting back on track. I saw the article that Mark Bowman wrote today about Tim Hyers trying to figure out how to get Monty Harris back. And Monty Harris talking about, you know, he's got to stop expanding the strike zone. He's got to swing at better pitches. He's got to take pitches. But as I said to you last week, you know, it's a bit much to ask a guy 3 years into his career midseason to change his entire approach, isn't it?
It is. And I also think, like, what happened? Why in Monty Harris's first 2 seasons he looked like, you know, the next coming of the best center fielder in baseball? What happened? Was it the hitting approach, Mike, to your point? And look, right. I'm not banging on Tim Hyers. None of these guys have answers.
Right.
I talked about it over the weekend. Walt Weiss doesn't have answers. Snit doesn't have answers. Kranitz doesn't have answers. Carlos Mendez doesn't have answers. None of these guys on the staff have answers. Tom Goodwin doesn't have answers. Eddie Perez doesn't have answers. That's the entire coaching staff, by the way. None of them have answers. So when you talk about Monty Harris and you go, well, he's going to change the approach. What happened from the first 2 years right. We saw him and we go, man, this guy's a stud. He is going to be something special. Defensively, again, set that aside. He still is. But at the plate, Mike, he was right. So much better. What changed?
Yeah. Now, again, Seitzer, now, I know you get mad at me when I, not you, but some of the audience get mad at me when I bring this up. Maybe he just vibed with that hitting instructor.
Okay.
And maybe him and Hyers, they don't vibe or doesn't pick up the message. I don't know. That's, guys, when I'm talking about the hitting instructor midway through the season, you know we're reaching for straws, right, trying to figure stuff out.
You guys can hit us up. That is where we start today because after losing the series to the Phillies, and there was a lot of optimism, right? Friday, you go, woo, right. Friday. And then we got drubbed. Friday was embarrassing. 13-0. I know folks that showed up and you had to deal with the rain delay. I felt for you. I thought there should have been a refund waiting for you when they left the ballpark. They come back Saturday. All right, here we go. And then Sunday, you know, again, you find a way to not score enough runs. And again, 2-1 run, 2-1 game, Mike. Your pitching did enough again.
Yeah, and again, it wasn't like Strider was blowing guys away. I just thought, you know, from a pitch count standpoint, I think it was one of his more economical performances.
Yeah, yep.
You know, we got through 7 innings, so you didn't have to task the bullpen. And you just needed support. But Ranger Suarez just shut the Braves down, man. So we've seen this before. Yes, I get it. You know, 2021 was a special time and place. We went through the numbers last week. You go 1-9, OPS, slugging, average. The rest of the team was not abysmal when Ronald Acuna went down. Then they brought in, as you know, Jock Peterson and Rosario and Soler. And those guys, you know, played at a great level. Adam Dunn was here. They had a bunch of guys that were just clutch. So, I know what the season is. There's no trophy for the, you know, midseason point, and they could certainly get things turned around. But it's hard, and you say, well, who's going to get it? Ozzie Albies looks as lost now as he did last month as he's ever looked in his career. And this goes back to the – and I'll say it again. Does Tim Hyers know how to help Ozzie Albies? You know, should he just be batting from one side of the plate? You know, this goes back to all the things we've discussed. And Ozzie's one of the biggest disappointments in this season for me as well.
Hands down.
I mean, it's not even close. Like, obviously, Harris and Albies are right. close as far as, like, hey, we expected more. But they're just not giving it to us. No swag, guys, no confidence across the board for this team. A few guys balling, it's not enough. It's not enough! Nope. 404-726-0929. We got a lot to chop up. NBA free agency getting underway. And there's a lot of movement already. When we say that, these are deals that have been agreed upon, just like NFL free agency guys, but it won't become official till later this week. And the Hawks feel like, at least it feels like, they are going to be busy. We're going to dive into that. Also, some NFL news, Mike. This big trade by the Steelers.
Yeah.
You give to get, don't you?
Yeah, but it is interesting because, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick was a Dolphin. Those don't remember. He gets drafted by them back in 18. Him and Flores do not get along. Brian Flores wants to use him as kind of a nickel. He's like, I'm a safety, Joe. And then eventually he skedaddles. He wants out. They trade him. They oblige him. Trade him to Pittsburgh. Same thing now with Jalen Ramsey. He wants more money. He's really not worth it at this stage of his career. So he gets a little bump to go up to Pittsburgh. They sign a 1-year deal for Jono. The sweetener for me for this one is Arthur Smith gets his tight end.
Yes.
In Jono Smith. Steelers send a 5th rounder. They get a 7th rounder. But at the end of the day, you know, it's everyone just feels, you know, Steelers are going for it. They're in. I'm not the biggest fan of where Jalen Ramsey is right now. You and I debated maybe trading for him. How about this, though? You want to call the Dolphins and say, you interested in Kyle Pitts? Once we know he can practice and work out for you?
Can he practice and work out for him?
He ain't doing that. Well, he couldn't do the tight end you because he's still banged up. Same reason he couldn't do minicamp.
Is that what the excuse was?
I'm going to make that the excuse.
Is that what the excuse was?
I'm going to make that the excuse for lack of a better one.
I think you're probably right. Because look.
I mean, I presume he wanted to go.
He was at OTAs, didn't practice. At mandatory minicamp, didn't practice. So Mike's probably right, but it was just the optics of it. That's all. It was just like, oh, another thing that could improve his play, and he's not available. Didn't he tweet at somebody or something and said somebody has a personal life? Did you guys see this? I think he tweeted.
I don't know. Was that a fan? He retweeted. He actually said it.
Something like that. I think it was maybe Instagram. Something. And I saw Kyle Pitts connected to it. And I was like, come on, man.
Right.
Come on, man. All right. We got a lot to dive into.
I just work here, man.
I just work here. It's Monday. Braves get a day off. We're coming back. A guy they are interested in is being investigated. We'll tell you about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, also, I just work here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So apparently, in recent weeks, teams have been calling about TJ Watt. Steelers made a deal today. Watt is unhappy with his current contract situation. Steelers want to keep him, but teams are calling, Mike. Right. Like, is he available? You bring up an interesting point, and repeat that for those who just might be tuning in.
No, just talking about, with the Dolphins and the Steelers making the moves that they made, now all of a sudden they don't have a frontline starting tight end. And look, say what you want about the injuries or whatever it was with Pitts. Jonnu Smith was really good when he was here. He was one of the guys that actually fit in what Arthur Smith was doing. And he had a really good season in Miami last year. So he's a big piece. So now they don't have that kind of athleticism. Would they be interested in? Now, this is the big question. What does the rest of the league think of Kyle Pitts? First-round picks, historically, Carl, get all sorts of second and third chances.
They do. What would you take for him if something like that came about?
Fourth rounder?
Okay. I'm good with it. And
if that's the best we could get.
I agree. Right. I mean, like, you know, this deal with the Steelers, for example, when you're talking about the Steelers giving up a fourth-round pick in this deal, right, they're trading one of the best safeties in the league and certainly, you know, a pick to go with it. But the value is skewed. Everybody just thinks, oh, well, he was the fourth pick overall. We're going to get a top pick for it. And that's just not how this happens. But my first question, Mike, is he available? That's my first question. Now, the answer to that, guys, is everybody's available, and obviously this is a kind of a, you know, weird thing, but everybody's available depending on what the terms are. Like, everybody's like, oh, they wouldn't trade that guy. If a team called you with an incredible package and guys that could help you right now, teams are going to listen. But my first question is Kyle Pitts available? Meaning, do the Falcons truly want to keep him, or are they trying to move on from him? If they are keeping him and he's not available, then it's going to take some kind of really interesting deal or package to say, hey, we're not hanging up the phone. Let's continue to have this conversation. But that's number one. And that question, guys, I don't have the answer to. I do not know if the Falcons are 200% in on Kyle Pitts right now and saying, no, we're not taking any phone calls. He's going to have his best year this year with Michael Penix.
Right. And again, you could argue that you may, and only, you know, hindsight will be at the end of the season. You don't have the virtue of that right now to say, is he going to be a 10 touchdowns receiving this year guy, an 800-yard guy? You know, is he going to really finally get back to that first year of potential living up to it? Or is he going to continue to be the guy that maybe 4 or 5 touchdowns? And he's just not really a most important cog in this offense. I will say this. If we ever move Kyle Pitts, Charlie Warner, then Felipe Franks technically is the second tight end on the depth chart. So we'd have to go find another tight end ourselves. Sure. So that might not be a problem that Terry Fontenot's looking to create.
Correct, because you might do away with one issue that you feel like, hey, we get better at this or be better at the position.
Unless you're fed up with him and you've done a good job of masking that.
True. Which, again, we're not sure about.
We don't know.
Either way, Miami now, we'll see if they end up making a move, but that would be the first thing. And if he's not available, then all of this is you know, a non-starter. Meanwhile, real quick, before we get into the daily download, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, a lot of talk about what the Hawks may add. One of the guys that has been mentioned is Malik Beasley. He's an NBA free agent. He is under investigation by the U.S. District Attorney's Office. And again, no charges have been filed. Right. They have looked into some unusual activity. This is even going back before he became a Piston, on some betting tendencies and things of games or situations that he's been involved in. I do not know where this goes. It does give me pause. Now, Beasley can shoot the three, guys. He was great last year with Detroit, led them in threes. He's another guy that can stretch the floor. He's tough. I like his game. But I am a little bit on pause right now, Mike, with this one, because as we look to, you know, make moves to improve this team, you're looking at that wings and guys that can come in and help defensively. He's one of those guys.
NBA TV's got him as the 7th best available free agent. Now the guys have gotten signed, like Naz Reid, Julius Randle got signed by the T-Wolves. They loaded up. He was like 125, by the way, in case you're wondering what would cost Naz Reid for the life of that contract. But, yeah, Beasley, he's I like the idea. I like the piece, but don't like the idea of him getting suspended for perhaps betting on the NBA, which, as we know, is a no-no.
Yeah, and that, if that's to happen, it would happen down the road, but you'd be gambling. You would be taking a chance on signing him and saying, hey, we're confident everything's going to take place or be okay, and then you might find yourself in a pickle down the road. We'll keep an eye out, but again, nothing has happened. The thing about Beasley, and I brought this up last week, you know, he's a kid that's from here, man, went to school in Alpharetta, and then obviously has made a way in the NBA and has turned out to be a really good player. But, yeah, we need to add something. And Nickeil Alexander-Walker is the other guy that everybody is talking about potentially that we may be interested in. Love him. That's SGA's cousin. Yep. He can play. You saw him with the Wolves this year. He has really crafted out a niche for himself, Mike. And again, another guy that's on the wing who can shoot and play D.
Right. And as you mentioned, by the way, an investigation is not a charge. That's what his attorney said. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But it is pretty easy now. We found out after what happened with Calvin Ridley how quickly they can just simply have that data right from your phone or whatever, you know, device you were using to place your action. And it's pretty much cut and dry and irrefutable.
Yeah. we'll see where that goes. It's just, again, keep an eye out on that. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bill. Happy Monday, everybody. Dominator behind the glass, filling in for Big O, who'll be back, actually, next week as we head towards a 4th of July weekend. Short week for us and most of you as well, as we'll be done Thursday and then a long weekend and back next Monday. Day-Day is here, our executive producer. Coming up, we're going to talk to Connor Riley. Lots of college football news to get to in the 4 o'clock hour, but right now, let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
It's our Braves. They lose 2-1 on Sunday. They're off today. 7 games under .500. Third in the division, guys. The Phillies are still 10.5 games up on us. Mets 9. Here's the kicker. Don't look now. The Marlins are 1 game behind us. Don't look now.
Don't say that.
It's crazy, Mike. The Marlins are right here on our tail, and we're chasing these guys. But the good news is, and we give props when it's deserving, Sean Murphy showed up this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Right? Big grand slam Saturday, put us on the board on Sunday. I felt like we got to give him some props, so let me hear the grand slam first.
It's now bases loaded for the Braves. They don't have a grand slam. Murphy's in position for one now to try to bust the game open. Three straight hits for the Braves. Make it four, and make it four runs. Grand slam. His first in a month makes it a five-run lead for Atlanta.
Well, I'd say that's a feel-good inning all the way around for the Atlanta Braves hitters and for Schwellenbach, now a 5-1 lead.
Yeah, it gave him some room, man.
Right. Batting .217 for the month. The OPS is up to .781, but we're just looking for the clutch, man. I mean, like, I can take I'll take Adam Dunn, like, we just talked about him from the 21 season. I'll take a guy batting .220, give me those RBIs. So if he can build on that, and as I said, I've talked about getting him out of here. I don't think the Braves will trade him, not knowing what Drake Baldwin's going to be just yet. So, hey, you just keep it coming. See, this is how it's, if you can just get a spark, Murphy, get things going. We mentioned even a little Nick Allen is hitting. You know what I mean? Everybody, just get up to what your baseball card is, and this team can go get, what, 8 games now in the wild card behind the Mets.
Here is Murphy's solo shot yesterday after the Braves lose 2-1 to the Phillies. It was a good game. We just, again, you couldn't muster up. Even at the end of the game, guys, we had guys on base. Couldn't find a way to get it done. I mean, we're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Had a shot to do something. Here's Murph's solo shot.
This ball to straight off the bat is Sean Murphy. Hit a grand slam yesterday, and now that match here on a Sunday. Holy Toledo, 451 feet.
You keep the hot stick in the lineup after what we saw yesterday, and that is exactly why.
No argument there. You know, I've been banging the drum, as I said, Carl, for Drake Baldwin, but when a guy's in a heater, stick with it. And if it was Drake, if the roles reversed, you know how I'd feel about it. But hopefully, Murph, this is something that leads to something. Because as you said to start the show, am I ready to fire sale? Yes, I am. But then you see some of these little creeps. The door cracks open. Little sunlight comes through. You're thinking, just maybe. Or is it just, you know, it's fool's gold. And this team is just not a good baseball team.
Well, the crazy thing now is, and this is there are two concerns for me. One is what Profar is going to be. Don't know. And I don't think any of you can tell us right now. Like, if he comes in and he's like Ronald Acuna, like or light, right? Where Acuna comes back, and since May 23rd, he's been on fire, and he's gonna, you know, bound to be an all-star. Great. That's the profile we need. That's one, number one. Number two, Chris Sale is not returning anytime soon.
Yeah.
Chris Sale is not going to be back until probably August. You're talking about a rib cage injury for a pitcher, Mike. This is a concern. So now you're telling me we're really rolling with two guys, and Strider is coming on, by the way. He finally is looking like Strider. Velocity, we can discuss that. But he looked really good. And Schwelly. So you're relying on two guys right now where you say they're going to carry the load with the starting pitching and your bullpen. Don't know where you're at. For me, it's not good enough to do that. If we have to go deep in our bullpen, specifically when guys go short in these starts.
And that's the thing about do you feel you want to fire sale it or do you want to try to be a buyer at the trade deadline? Didier Fuentes is not ready for the show. He's got stuff, and you see why they drafted him, but he's not ready yet. And, you know, Bryce Elder got lit up like a friggin' pinball machine, you know, and we've seen that before. So, I mean, when he goes off the rails, it's, you know,
ugly.
Big curl, you know, curved numbers on the board.
It's ugly, yeah.
So that's a concern. So you don't have the pitching. You almost wish that you were the first guy to, you know, the first shot of the trade deadline window, if you want to call it that, was us trying to find somebody to replace Sale. And they didn't do that. They're trying to do it. And again, the minor league system is pretty much bereft of talent, too, if we're honest, when it comes to starting pitching.
And by the way, the Profar, you know, guys, if you didn't know, he's been down in AAA. He's been playing.
Right. He's ready Wednesday. He gets up back Wednesday.
So he's hit .326 down in AAA, 3 home runs in 12 games for AAA Gwinnett. He looks like he's ready to play. And again, I'll take those numbers any day of the week. Let's see if those numbers can come up and translate to the major leagues. And again, he's not a rookie. This guy's been in the league a long time. I'm reserved on really giving him the benefit of the doubt, knowing what he was prior to that last season with the Padres, where everything seemingly went up. It's Dukes and Bella, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Daily Download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
NBA free agency, Mike, and it's going on because teams are able to talk, especially teams who own the rights to their own players. You said it, a bunch of guys already off the market. Julius Randle, you asked about him last week.
Right, he gone.
He's going back to the T-Wolves. Naz Reid, love to have him. He's going back to the T-Wolves. So there are going to be moves that are made, and guys are opting in or out of their contracts as well before we get to the point where deals become official.
Blazers cut bait on DeAndre Ayton. They bought him out. I know that we had talked about DeAndre Ayton 4 years ago, 5 years ago for John Collins. There's talk maybe the Lakers will be involved. They're always looking for some front court help.
They are.
I mean, I think we're good at the post now, aren't we? Between Mo Gay, what we got in the draft, what we have, or you still like DeAndre Ayton along with
he can sign wherever
Porzingis?
He got bought out, right? So he can basically sign with whatever team
he's a free agent
that he finds attractive. The only thing about DeAndre Ayton is he's not old. He's only 27 years old.
Right.
So when you say, I don't know, because I'm with you, like we've talked about this, and here's the deal. This is the number one overall pick in 2018-ish.
And he was soft as Charmin against the Bucks in that NBA Finals. That was kind of like the, that's the guy? So I don't know, if that's unfair or fair, because he's kind of, to me, he's soft as Charmin.
He's not a game changer.
And that's the thing that maybe I can deal with what I got, that's one that, reason I bring it up is we have talked about it.
Yeah. Chase Elliott, Mike, wins the Quaker 400 in the ATL.
Yeah, man. And it was a great to see a great crowd. We'll talk more about it in Guy Talk, but they've done everything in their power to screw this race. And Echo Park Speedway was packed. Great vibe. Had a little bit of rain delay. Didn't dampen the spirits. What did, though, was losing half of the starters in a gigantic wreck on the backstretch that took out Joey Logano, much to the enjoyment of the crowd. But Chase Elliott snaps a 44-game race winless streak.
Coming up, he opted in. What's it really mean? We'll get into that on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off
the game.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Hitting the road, by the way, this week. I know you got plans for the 4th of July. Come see us Wednesday. We're going to be at Buffalo's in Hiram. Ain't that right, Maine?
This week?
Next week. Oh, check that.
Next week.
Well, plan ahead.
Next week.
Matter of fact, put your tent up right now, and you'll know that Dukes and Bell will be there next Wednesday.
You had me like looking at the schedule. I'm like, really?
Ever since what happened with Juneteenth, I'm trying to be proactive with the schedule. I was literally blindsided that I had that day off. But anyway, all right, next week. Anyway, we're still trying to figure out what's the next phase for the Hawks.
Yeah, man. I think Anse Saleh is going to be aggressive. But when we say that, I think within the realm of what we have, we've got this exemption, guys. You know, it's a lot of money. When you start talking about, can you fit two players in there? You could, but you could fit one really good player in there. And the funny thing is, Mike, as we talk about the NBA weekend, it was busy. We mentioned Naz Reid, 5 years, $125 million. That's what it would have taken,
right?
If, in fact, he wanted to leave and go somewhere else. But obviously, the team you're with can take care of you. And Julius Randle, 3 years, $100 million. I think these are smart moves by these two guys. The Wolves are in a really good spot. They were in the Western Conference Finals this year. Ant-Man's going to continue to grow, Mike. And
get a few more shooters, right? Maybe if they have room after all this to improve the bench a little bit.
But the problem for Minnesota is it's becoming an expensive team now.
Right.
Ant-Man's $45, $50 million. You start talking about Naz Reid, Julius Randle. They're going to get into this realm now where, all right, we do absolutely have to win, but it's a smart move. LeBron picks up his $52.6 million option. He opts in, and rumor has it that the Lakers are interested in Clint Capella. So we know they need a center. And it's funny because I'm looking at the roster, Mike, and I don't know if Austin Reeves is, you know, he turned down some money as well, but I don't know if, like, does Capella fit? Because all he would have to do there is what he did here early in his career is play defense and rebound. They're not looking for Capella to go there and score 20 points a game.
Right. I mean, Ayton, like you said, that maybe that'd be a landing spot, a cheap landing spot for Ayton. Maybe that's going to be how they play it. Could you imagine when LeBron starts getting on Capella for missing some buddies? We love Clint, and he's always been great with us. But, you know, Clint, he's a 50-50 shot from inside 5 feet. We know that.
And LeBron opted in. Everybody's like, oh, he opted in. He didn't want more. Guys, I don't think LeBron has that kind of leverage. I just don't. Like, they know he's at the tail end of his career, Mike. Take the $52 million, a lot of money, and allow the Lakers to continue to try to build around you and Luka, and that's what they need to do. Everybody was, like, I guess, surprised that he didn't opt out because usually guys opt out because they can get more. I talk about it all the time. Harden signs a two-year, $81 million deal with the Clippers. Because here's the problem, Mike. What have you won with him?
Right.
You haven't won anything with Harden. And the problem is you just committed two more years and, what, $43 million or whatever it is over the next 2 years. To a guy who, yes, okay, he's really good offensively. You guys know where I am with Harden. But he doesn't play winning basketball. So what? He can score. Like, that's the problem I've always had with him. And it doesn't mean that he won't be a Hall of Famer. And, guys, that step back travel thing that he does has changed the NBA. But, Mike, the Clippers committed to James Harden tells me that Ballmer doesn't want to win. Because if he did, he would have said, nah, I can't do that again. I got to get some other culture guys in here. Harden doesn't help that.
He's got two more years with Kawhi, by the way.
Yeah.
And it just seems like that one just it's almost you could set your watch to it. Okay, who's going to break down in 3-2? And that's kind of how it's gone. You know, Ballmer will get in the luxury tax. He will spend that money because, you know, he's got it and he wants to win. It's kind of like Cohen with the Mets. But they just haven't been able to find it. And I think part of it is it's fundamentally flawed by having Harden as a part of it.
I think so, too. The Jazz trade Colin Sexton to the Hornets. I thought that was interesting. We talk about the Hornets, man, and, you know, again, they got Knipple in the draft. It's like, okay, you know, Ball, when they're healthy, what's that going to look like? And then Jabari Smith's going to sign a 5-year, $122 million rookie contract extension with the Rockets. I think that's a smart play. Rockets, again, were the second best team, at least in the regular season in the West last year. We'll see where this goes. Speaking of our Hawks, Dominator, can we hear Asa Newell, talk about how he wants to improve on his rookie season? This is with Andy and Randy, by the way. The full interview is online at Odyssey.com.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say he's a terrific athlete getting to the rim. He shoots a high percentage at the rim, so you got to keep him out the paint, keep him off the offensive glass. You're going to have to box him out. Someone who plays with a lot of energy, likes to play in transition, running the rim, and you know, he's, you know, a good three-point shooter out of space the floor, so you can't let him get hot.
Talking about the things, obviously, that how, you know, hey, what do you bring? The three-point shooting thing, Mike, he's going to get better at that, but all that other stuff, I totally think that he can come in and immediately have an impact.
Right. You and I were talking about now what's next for the Hawks, what's a good fit, you know, because we want to maybe get shooting. We've talked a lot about the upgrade as far as the backup point guard. I was talking at the gym today with Rashondra, who's a big Hoops fan, and she says Tyus Jones plays no defense. Remember I was talking about him?
Oh, yeah.
So if Trey's off the court, it's basically you're getting another Trey. He can shoot. He can score. He averaged 10 a game. He can, you know, he can get some dimes for you. But I was thinking maybe, what about Ty Jerome from Cleveland?
Ooh, okay.
Hey, Day-Day, how about that? I'm trying to pique your interest. You didn't make the face. You like that idea? I mean, technically a shooting guard considered one of the best backups, you know, and he can play the point. So that might not – that I'm not saying have him at the floor at the same time as Trey, but I'm just saying if you want to maybe upgrade the backcourt, maybe that's something we could do.
Yeah, look, and by the way, it's going to be interesting to see because personally, I like Caris LeVert. But if you can upgrade there, Mike, and you feel like – because here's the deal. Is Malik Beasley an upgrade?
Yes.
I agree.
We just got to keep him out of the Hooskow. An NBA Hooskow gets suspended.
Is Nikhil Alexander Walker an upgrade? Yeah, I think he is. But, you know, those are the things I think they're contemplating. And then what's the price tag that goes along with that? You know, the thing about Caris LeVert is when healthy – right? We say this all the time. When he's healthy, when he was with Brooklyn, he wasn't healthy. And everybody's like, okay, is he really a good player or not? Then he comes here, really gets some run at the end of the season, and you felt like, okay, he can play. But those are the things that you have to weigh when you talk about what's this salary going to look like and what's the production, return on investment, guys. And I think if you were able to get one of these other guys, the losing Caris LeVert might not hurt as much. But if you don't do anything, then yeah, that makes no sense.
Another guy brought us up today on the text line. I think his name is Jim. Said, hey, you know, Al Horford's going to be out there. And, I mean, we get back. We got Porzingis. We got Asa Newell in the pipeline. You got Moge. That's basically, you know, he's living more at the three-point line than in the paint. Again, if the price was right, I wouldn't have a problem with that if it was relatively inexpensive.
Al ain't coming back to ATL.
No, I don't think that's I think that's I mean, he just didn't want to be here. He wanted to be in Boston because they're better in, you know, playoffs and winning a championship.
Yeah.
Don't think at this stage you want to come back.
You never say never, right? That's my guess. I don't think Al would be coming back here. But yeah, man, but it tells you how fundamentally the Celtics are changing. And this is going to be a year without Tatum, Mike, and you already there are rumors out there about Derek. They might trade Derek White.
Right.
Which, again, he is a nice piece for the Celtics, guys. If you're not familiar with their squad, he shoots a three well. He's a really, I think, instrumental piece in their runs these last couple of years. But if you're telling me that, you know, Porzingis is not there and then the White's on the market, they may lose Al Horford. Like, the Celtics are going to look completely different.
Yeah, that's why every NBA analyst we talked to, even when we spoke with O.C. Saleh, he was saying, like, it's wide. The perception is Eastern Conference is wide open. Now's the time to put your feet into the deep end, right, as far as the luxury apron. And if maybe it comes to that, maybe it doesn't. Or how about Gary Trent, shooting guard from the Bucks? Is that something you'd be interested in? Day-Day's making the face like, meh. Like you just got a $25 gift card to Piccadilly Cafeteria. He's like he's kind of like eh.
I think some
Chocolate Fountain doesn't do it for you, huh? All right.
Well, look, I think with this exemption, you go high. You try to get the best players at the top of the list as possible. And these lists are out there. They're varying guys, but they're pretty much the same. I mean, whether you rank a guy 5th, 4th, 3rd, 7th, these are going to be the best shooting guards or 3-and-D guys out there. And the couple that we've talked about are really good choices, if, in fact, you can convince them to come. And by the way, if you're Nikhil Alexander, don't you kind of want to stay in Minnesota?
Right.
I mean,
you got a good thing going.
You got a really good spot. I think it's going to take some real convincing. But, Mike, the other part of this is when they start paying Julius Randle and you're paying Naz Reid, you might be just showing him the door.
But Alexander Walker's a good defender, too.
He is.
That's something we need on this team in a big way.
He's solid,
along
man.
With, now, you got him with Dyson Daniels, and all of a sudden we're not getting to those, like, some of those games we get on a run of 130. This guy's dropping 130 on us, is
yes.
my point.
Your wing defense is now becoming one of the best in the league if you were to do that, and that's why I think that's a really attractive piece. Hey, Dominator, can we get Cooper Flagg? Because here's the other part. The draft happened last week. He was introduced in Dallas. Mm-hmm. A lot of expectations for Cooper Flagg, and he was talking about just trying to learn and be the best player he can. He goes to a situation where, again, if Kyrie is healthy, I think he's at a WNBA game this weekend. Right. I think I saw Kyrie. And if AD is healthy, he doesn't have to come in and be Superman. Let me hear Cooper Flagg talking about trying to help his team, his new team, the Dallas Mavericks.
Coming in just trying to learn and trying to get better every single day. And I think if I can do that to the best of my ability, I think expectations and pressures that other people, you know, will put on me and our team, that will kind of work itself out.
And that's kind of where he can fit, Mike. You can play him 1, 2, 3, 4. He can play the 5, but he'll be undersized there. But he can pretty much do it all. And I'm curious to see what his rookie year is going to look like. A lot of expectations, though, when people make that generational comment. You know, oh, he's a generational talent.
Right.
But Dallas got really lucky to trade Luka and then fall into that number one pick.
Well, as LeBron said, he's also very lucky. Because, you know, unlike LeBron coming to a team that really had nothing, this guy's going to a team that's got Anthony Davis. You know, they got Kyrie Irving. It's just a much more advantageous spot than LeBron found himself in.
Yeah.
Coming from high school.
In Cleveland. Well, yes. Yeah. Most times you do go to a team that sucks, though. That's true. Hey, man, I want to hear from you guys. Do you have a suggestion for Mike and I when it comes to our Hawks as the direction that you might want to see them go in? This is the week, guys. We're going to find out if they're going to do something. Mike, we talk about in the NFL being day one free agent, you know, buyers.
Right.
This is that
Well,
week.
That's just it. Remember it always drove us crazy when the Falcons had no money? It would be like, you know, I used to joke around with Carl, like you'd be at the fair and you had some tickets after, you know, doing like one of those games. Oh, I want the top shot. No, you don't get the top shot. Well, about the second show? No, you don't have enough tickets for that. It's like Steve Martin in the movie The Jerk. He's working at the carnival as a barker. You've got something like right in here. Basically, either the eraser or the pencil. You know, that's
very limited.
It was always day 3 or 4. So, yes, we should be on, you know, day one shopping. Coach Riley hits us up. He goes, Mike, what about Jordan Clarkson? And I looked it up. The Jazz's own reporter says he's no good. They said that this is from Andy Larson, who covers Utah. He goes, the Jazz would like to trade Jordan Clarkson, but there is next to no interest on the trade market. Simply has not had a very good last 2 seasons and is on the wrong side of the age curve. That's from a guy who covers them. Yeah. So that'd be a hard no from Dukes and Bell.
They just bought him out. Correct me if I'm wrong, Day-Day was with the Warriors at one point, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So that's a new Jordan Clarkson.
All right. Interesting. Look, and I think your teams are, by the way, teams are buying guys out to get under these aprons. Like, they want to make sure that they have enough money. That's what this has changed, Mike. You used to see buyouts very rarely. Right. Today, we've already got 2. Like, it's already like, God, we'll just buy him out.
Right. So because of Porzingis' workload, they're going to have to manage that. Are you confident with Asa Newell and Mo? I mean, Asa is going to be thrown to the Wolves. And probably have a hard time at times, like all rookies do.
Sure.
But with Mo Gay, I mean, are you cool with that, or you want to go for Brook Lopez?
Look, I mean,
are you cool with that rotation, guys?
I want another veteran proven big. That's what I would like.
Yeah, he likes Aiden. He wants DeAndre Aiden.
Well, convince him to come, man. And look, now you might be cooking with gas, as we say, right? I mean, like, if you're telling me that he can be revitalized, he improves your defense, he can run to the rim and get alley-oops with Trey, your shooting is better. How's your perimeter defense? If you told me we got DeAndre Ayton as a free agent and then we went and got Nikhil Alexander Walker, guys, I'm all in.
Now that's an exciting team.
In.
And, you know, how's that math work?
I'm all in.
Is that math work? I mean, Ansi Salas said, the wrestler, you know, he said, if it's the right fit, because we've been hearing this for years,
yes.
Are they actually going to put it into action when it comes to spending the money?
Mike, I think you could do both of those moves and not have to worry until next year when you have to pay Trey.
Right.
And then you figure it out.
And then maybe you got a nice nucleus, you make a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, me too. All right, what do you guys think, man? We'd love to hear from you. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Here's the deal, guys. We're coming back. We got a lot of football to talk about. 4th and 1, what's going on around the NFL? Steelers make a trade today, and a lot of people are saying, who really is going to benefit? It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.